everyone. We're back for the Real Housewives of New York after show, and we got the Berkshires and all the heated arguments. We got a lot of Ramona maybe being tipsy or just really happy. We'll have to talk about it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is dedicated to Tom and all the trick guys in the world. Thank you, Bethany, for another one-liner. And we need trick guys t-shirts now. Right?
And hats.
Yes, and hats. Yes. I'm Ashley Daniels, guys. Hello. Welcome back. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. To my right, who am I with tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina and check out my website, thomasrulina.com.
Hey guys, this is Lindsay. You guys can follow me everywhere at Lindsay Wegner or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
And you can follow me, Megan Stecker. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I can't hear my own self. That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, really? Hi. Okay. Well, we can hear you. Yes, yes.
I'll be that girl shouting tonight because I can't hear myself. It's Megan Stecker. You guys can follow me on all my social media platforms at Megan Stecker.
Awesome. And I'm just retweeting our broadcast. And okay, so tonight. Wow. I feel like if we just got this one week, just Ramona being this Ramona, it would have been sufficient. But the fact that we had so much, I just...
Ramona overload.
It's like, these yes. are the moments that I'm like, thank you so much for The Real Housewives, because we do get some episodes that aren't as action-packed, but then we get like these ones, it's like Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's and everything all into one, and it was awesome. I loved it, clearly. What did you guys think?
I enjoyed it. I think anytime that they're back in Dorinda's home, it's always, you never know what's going to happen there. So I enjoyed the episode.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Because we had a big Bethany night. Bethany broke down. I was all about it. Yeah. I feel like we've been getting a lot of Bethany comments on our YouTube comments.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel like everybody's invested in not letting Bethany off the hook.
Yes. I screen grabbed one of them. I wanted to ask her.
They should be satisfied by tonight because they saw her breakdown for the first time in a while.
Oh, yeah. No, right. I don't have that person. I have another person that was a different situation, but she won't be commenting anymore. We did see that. A lot of people aren't. Whoops. A lot of people aren't happy, though, about us liking Bethany. I mean, I don't know. We're not really, like, anti anybody. We're always pretty neutral with everybody. I mean, we just say it like it is. Just that Bethany is kind of the common sense of the show. I mean, she's always the one that kind of relates to us. We can understand her the most.
I think a season or two seasons ago when Bethany first joined, I was a little bit anti her because she just brought a whole new level of drama to the show again, which is great because that's what the show is about. It's about drama and stuff. And I'm actually happy when there's zero drama because I'm like, yes.
Really?
Yes,
wait, what do you mean?
Give me
Give me an example. Like, what's an episode?
Like when you guys are like, wow, the episode was really boring, nothing happened. And I'm like, yes. Because I don't like it when
there's... I love that.
It makes me uncomfortable and angsty, and I don't like seeing that. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for these women that they're in their 50s and 60s, and Tinsley in her 40s, dealing with this. My God, don't we have better things to worry about? I really don't like it.
Wait,
so when I see zero drama, I'm like, yeah, like I'm doing like my little happy dance over here. I'm like all excited about it. So a couple years ago when Bethany joined the cast and she was like super duper crazy.
What you mean when she rejoined?
When she rejoined.
Okay, okay.
I did not like her. I was very, very anti her. And lately, especially with the way that Ramona has been acting, I've been very, very, very anti-Ramona. We all go through our ebbs and flows. I know some of you, really loved Heather. She was always one of your favorites.
I loved Heather, yes.
Heather was never somebody that was like one of my favorites. She just wasn't, like, I didn't necessarily see her side in things all that often. But I didn't think she was a bad person. I don't think anyone's really a bad person. But anyway, I think the point that I'm trying to make is that we all go through ebbs and flows on who we like, you know, and who's really bringing the drama and whatnot. Like, all of us have thought, I so far have really enjoyed Tinsley, probably because she hasn't really been that dramatic.
That makes sense.
So until I see something that makes me go, wow, she's a really horrible person, I'm going to like her. And she hasn't done anything that would make her speak badly or poorly about her on the show.
No, for one comment like that, we get literally like 50 amazing comments. Mm-hmm. So to the people.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
People that are genuine and awesome things. And like so involved, like so many people that have been talking to us for years, mm-hmm. the same people, and you guys, like, you love Bravo and you share so much knowledge with us. We love you. We are so appreciative and thankful.
Makes our day, actually.
It really yeah. does, actually, because we read them all. We're really
and
excited.
We do read them all and we do comment back to you. So when you don't see us commenting, that's because you guys are saying mean things. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to call you out because you don't deserve to be called out, because that's just nasty, and we're not going to call it that behavior because it's nasty and you don't deserve to be known exactly. for what you say, but we're not going to respond to you because that's really mean. And
yeah,
we need to
go
and
please keep
it let's keep it positive. Okay
continued.
Thanks,
on
guys.
So
sorry.
No I'm glad we got that out now, because we do have a lot to talk about tonight. And Megan, so you were saying you did like tonight's episode. Obviously you and I are usually on the same page with this stuff.
Yeah,
in terms of the drama.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was like crazy off the rails Ramona, which is always fun to see. Sonia adding all of her comedy, you know, over in the corner doing her silly stuff. And then, of course, you know, Bethany the star breaking down and not just, like, being snarky. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was all a lot of shades of different people, and it was great.
Yeah. Okay, great.
I think for people that have been looking at Bethany like she's just not emotional or anything like that, tonight is a night where they can be like, oh, okay, that's the Bethany that we loved in season one and two. And mm-hmm. she broke down and she was very open about her situation. So I think that was very exciting to just see from a viewer standpoint.
Yeah. I know we're going to get more into it when we talk about the situation between her and Luann. But seeing her get that emotional and mm-hmm. that almost, not angry, but, like, really being forceful with her feelings about her relationship and not trusting your gut and being smart about things, that, to me, opened a new side to her. I was interested to see where that was coming from. And I didn't realize it was that bad with Jason.
Yeah, and she said that it's never going to end. It seems very torturous.
That's really sad. Yeah. That's never going to – that she can never, ever – find peace with that. And I hope that she does this at some point.
I was watching – I couldn't sleep last night. I have too many jobs and I'm a little bit stressed, and I couldn't sleep. So I'm like, what makes me happy? So I put on Real Housewives season 2 of New York, and I saw, you know, Bethany, I think it was season 3, when Bethany and Jason first meet, and just how happy Aww. They were. And I was watching, and I'm just like, I can't believe this is the same guy that we're hearing all these things about, because he was very loving to her and they seemed so happy. So it just makes you wonder, because we did see them on TV for so long, like, where was the point where it just went downhill? We'll never really know, but we did get so much of them on TV from that and Bethany Ever After that, like, it just makes you wonder where it went from that to, like, apparently the most insanely horrible experience.
Did he ever do, like, a sit-down interview where he opens up about what goes on?
To take his side for a moment. Bethany has always been very honest mm-hmm. and opinionated and a little bit harsh. And she was very harsh with Jason at times and very controlling and very, like, mm-hmm. with him. Where you can only hear that so many times before you kind of say something or snap back. One can only take that so much. That doesn't mean that she deserves for him to be calling her a bad mother, or Bernadette calling her her mom's name and saying some of the nasty things about her. But we don't know. We only know what we saw on TV. Mm-hmm. Who knows really what was happening when those cameras were turned off? How he treated her, how she treated him. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. We don't know the real reason they broke up. Did somebody cheat? I mean, someone's feelings getting hurt brings out a really dark side in people at times. And I've done that. And we obviously see Tinsley say yeah. that she mm-hmm. went to the dark side and nobody was going to take her off that edge except herself figuring it out on her own.
I don't know why I'm seeing, like, if I were to imagine what were to go down, I feel like it had a lot to do with her brand and, like, building Bethany up to, you know, when you're with somebody and you're building them up to this, like, amazing person, and then they leave you in the dust. I think that was a lot of what Jason is going through, or did go through at some points.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what the... All right. So I got the chat up, so I'll be able mm-hmm. to pay attention to that, too. Okay. So Thank you for sharing that, Lindsay. I think that, you know, overall, it's a touchy situation. I don't think we're ever going to really know everything, but can only assume. So tonight there's a lot to talk about, but I think the most important things are really just the Luann situation. We got to get into that first because there's so much, but I got to start from the beginning because that's just the whole Luann thing. So everybody has their own opinions about Tom, and they're all seated with Luann, and it's just one by one they're sharing their opinions. Ramona gets teary. She starts crying. She gets very emotional about it. Says it reminds her of her situation with Mario. Now she was the last one to know that Mario was cheating. Luann is just kind of, I mean, it's like in one ear, out the other. When you were watching everybody express their concern, did you think there could be a moment where Luann would potentially shed a tear and get emotional? Or did you think she was going to stay this way the entire time?
I thought she was going to stay the same way the entire time. I think she's already been through the ringer with these women last season. And so for her to feel like, again, the energy in the room, they're all like they have a story. I just think she's over it. I think that she knows what kind of a man Tom is. Mm-hmm. And I think she is just going to go for it. I do believe that she wants the fairy tale life. She wants the lifestyle. And if that's what she wants, then I think people should just let her be. I mean, we can't control certain things in people's lives 6 months down the road, which is everybody's concern. I mean, you guys have told her what you needed to tell her. And I think it's time to let it go.
You just said something that Bethany said. It's all about lifestyle, never about life.
If that's the route she wants to go.
I agree with that 100% that that's what she's doing.
It's a lifestyle.
I'm going to Palm Beach. I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And this is where this is what we're doing next. And she's worried about the parties and the beautiful house.
Like our penthouse. Oh, I can't get used to saying
shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't you be talking about like spending the night in and falling in love in front of the fireplace?
People in the comment boxes have said before that I've read that they feel like, you know, Luann doesn't live in the city or didn't live there before Tom when she had to sell everything. So it's more like having the life that she did and maintaining that status in New York City, regardless of what people say. Because, you know, I don't know. For me, I think the women should just leave her alone. They've said everything. And if it happens to her, she's still married right now. Mm-hmm. If something happens down the road, they all can feel great that they told her and they warned her. And we'll see what happens then.
But Sonia decided to take a different approach from old Sonia. Because new Sonia is all in and like totally down to be the flower girl and is like, I love this. I mean, Sonia is on Luann's good side now, and she's wants to stay there. Maybe she's hoping for an invite, you know? Although we find out later why everybody was not. I mean, we already knew, but Bethany just reiterates it for us, which we'll get into. But yeah, Sonia says that everyone's jealous. She's kind of whispering, everybody's just jealous to Luann. She was saying what Luann wanted to hear to keep the peace. Thinks that everyone needs to just leave Luann alone. Obviously, we know that that was just...
I mean, with like watching it, I thought it was like one of the most comedic moments of the night when she's just like nodding and repeating everything Luann said. She's like, those bitches. And I'm like, Sonia, what are you doing? And it's so, you know, then Luann's going to be watching this and it's Sonia's interview piece being like, listen, I don't think they should get married, but look, I mean, I'm tired of talking about it.
Oh my God. It's so true.
She is the most funny one on the show. I don't care what you say. I know Bethany thinks she's hilarious.
No, Sonia is
comedy gold.
Yeah.
So it's so true, actually. Tonight we got so much of that. We got a lot of, like, with the violin and just, it's really like, she doesn't have to be drunk. There's a fun side of her regardless. We know that for sure. Mm-hmm. If we ever doubted that, now we know. Bethany says Luann is the Trump of relationships.
Wait, what? She did? I missed that.
Yeah.
Did,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. No matter what is said to Luann, she will find an excuse for it. You know, she's basically, like Bethany was saying, like, no matter what they say to her, she will say, oh, but this, oh, but that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no one's going to get through to her. I really thought there was a chance when Bethany starts crying later on and opens up, I thought there was a chance that Luann would let her guard down. Because I realized if she's not going to let it down right there, When will she? Yeah. She never will. Right. And when does she?
I mean, I think the only time she might, like, call it a day would be if there were, like, in page six, a photo, you know, in the post, like, a photo, like, somebody having evidence of Tom having cheated. Like, now that he is a full-fledged member of this show that he's on with lines and the whole thing, maybe if she got embarrassed enough, if he got caught a couple of times, that might be the only time she's like, you girls were right. Why didn't I listen to you?
There has to be, like, evidence.
It's going to take that evidence and then a divorce. before she shows emotion. She won't show emotion until after she gets divorced.
I gotta give her credit. Yeah. I don't know how she's able to rein in her emotions, like, when all of them were like, listen, we have evidence, this person, that person, the other person, we want to drag you out if you don't feel like you can do this. And she's like, you can't say that to me. I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
You know
what? Oh, these jealous bitches. She is so calm. Like, the denial is so crazy. I don't know how she's that in control of her emotions.
I think because what they did to her when they were in Miami, I think that playing back those memories, that was the raw, like, unfiltered, like, everything you saw out there. So she's not going to let viewers see that again.
She came in prepared, right?
This time
right.
She's like, okay, let me get my mask. Let me, like, not show that side again.
Well, I mean, with how dressed up she was and the puffy shoulder vest and how Bethany was saying she's, like, up Gandhi's ass or however she... Deepak Chopra and Mahatma Gandhi. Like, what the hell?
Like, trust your love, trust your gut, trust your intuition. It's love. Just follow your heart. And Bethany's like, no, you don't follow your heart. Then you end up in this torturous cycle that you're in. And like Tinsley said, she completely relates to Luann because she was in it, but no amount of anyone telling her was going to make her realize how bad
it was.
On
a quick Bethany, don't trust your gut note. Wasn't she always saying in the past on her show and on this show and in books, like, Your gut, my gut's never led me wrong.
Yeah, she said it again tonight. She said it later again.
She told Luann.
She goes, trust your heart. My gut's telling me he's not good for you. My heart's telling you.
Right.
So she went back and forth.
She did go back and forth.
I think she was kind of such a mess.
She said she blacks out in Dorinda's home.
She did black out. She also had some tequila. I don't know if that was after, because we don't know how the editing is, but she was looking for tequila with Tinsley.
I think it was after.
She probably made a margarita. Maybe she had a couple margaritas. Who knows? But... yeah, it was for her to contradict herself, but anything, she has to not be 100%, meaning like she's got to be just so emotionally distraught.
Kind of sometimes have verbal diarrhea in the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, and then she's like, I blacked out. I don't know what to say. I can't even tell you what I said. I don't even know. I blacked out.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh my God.
Well, speaking of Tinsley and Bethany, they were in the kitchen while Bethany was on a mission to find the tequila. Reminded me of myself. I love tequila. I just drink it by itself, just in case you're wondering. Tinsley and Bethany talk in the kitchen while Bethany's on a mission to find the tequila, and it's the first time that I've ever seen them say more than two words to each other.
Yes.
It was like that feeling where, like,
you could
I could feel the energy, but like it was almost like Bethany was just talking to her because she was in the room, and like they just were in the room at the same time. Like she was giving her the time of day, but I didn't feel like anything was going to come from that conversation.
Right? Don't you feel like it's how Bethany sometimes talks to like assistants or others? She's almost having a conversation with herself, right?
Yes.
Like the other person tries to talk, and then she agrees with what they say, but then like tramples all over the rest of their sentence, and then goes on and on and on. And that person will be like, "Oh yeah, well," and she'll be like, "Yeah, and but listen, you know, you want to get your own place, right? But like, oh my god, like if I was Sonya, I'd be like, I want to kill myself." And it's like
she
was talking both sides of the argument. And Tinsley wasn't able to say her side of how she felt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And she's the one the conversation was about.
Right. I was like, oh, they're finally going to talk. This is great. And then it was like
nowhere.
Bethany's whole thing of where she doesn't want to give you the time of day. She doesn't respect you enough to give you the time of day and have a conversation with you.
That was a refreshing pairing to see them two in the kitchen, because we haven't seen that at all throughout the show. And I feel like with Bethany, she kind of takes her time to get to know people. So for me, when I was watching, I felt like she's like, oh, let me, like, get to know this chick. Let me, like, see what she's about. And I felt like she was kind of hesitant to really, like, go there with her.
Right. It's almost like, is it, like, not giving her the time of day, how I said, or is it she's kind of almost a little bit socially nervous to be talking to someone she doesn't really know, so she's just talking a lot.
That would be great if it becomes something, you know, bigger, a bigger friendship, if that's possible, because that would be cool for viewers to see.
I don't know. Forgive me, but Megan, you might know. I think it was either Watch What Happens Live or the after show for Watch What Happens Live, where they were talking about, Bethany said something about Tinsley when she was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
She said something like, I don't know if she dissed her, but it was more like, I don't know if I'm getting the right recollection.
The LA episode.
Yeah,
right?
Didn't she say something like someone asked her in the audience about her? It wasn't very positive, whatever it was. It just showed me that they're not friends right now.
About Tinsley.
Whatever it
was. She
goes,
look, everyone's giving me a hard time. Like, I didn't know her. Like, in real life, I would shake your hand, and like, I don't really know her.
Right. Yeah.
But it's kind of a bad excuse. Like, you know, this is the new cast member, and you know you're supposed to have scenes together and speak.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little baby hazing process to get on the show.
I agree. I think Bethany does haze the new girls, because I think this is exactly how she treated Kristen and exactly how she treated Jules.
Yep.
100%.
Heather, too, a little bit. I felt like Heather and her... Yeah. Even though Heather, I think this was the year that Heather was already on, Bethany came back.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
still,
yeah.
Bethany knew her spot. She, you know.
They went head to head. I missed those episodes. Yeah, yeah. Those were great.
Like, remember when Heather would try to create drama and be like, well, Kristen's upset that you didn't invite. I really could care less. I could not care any less.
Remember the Berkshires when she was with Heather across the table from her? And they were talking about food or something? Oh, yeah. Don't tell me to eat.
Because Heather wanted to. Hug her.
She was trying to mother her.
No, but she said something about food with her.
Something like you need to eat. Yeah.
You kept telling her to eat. Yeah.
That was overwhelming.
That was really overwhelming. Anyway, back to this year, the Berkshires.
Her weird like mom and anorexia stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Okay.
Bethany says sorry to Luann, and she doesn't like herself at night after what she did to Luann. She says that to Luann. She's like, I don't like how I feel at night when I think about what I said to you.
Yeah.
She does regret. Yeah. Not every just because Bethany comes off with such a stern, she's so stern with so many things that she says, doesn't mean that she's always thinking about it before she says it. She's just very articulate that, like, it always seems like she's well thought out. But obviously, she is very remorseful for a lot of things she says.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It just, it's interesting to think about that.
Remember when it was Bethany's first season back and Carol was already on the show, and Carol said, Bethany has two speeds, wound tighter than a top or crying.
Yeah.
And that's still true to this day. Like, that's really what we're fluctuating between here. The whole, everything just vacillates between that.
Mm-hmm. Right. The house almost catches fire. The fact that Dorinda was so calm because of that, she was calm from that. And then the spill.
What? So much comedy tonight.
Yes. And the cake situation.
And the cake.
And she didn't even like the second cake they got her.
Yep. Yeah. And Dorinda was so calm. She probably knew, like, there's no room for me to go crazy. I gotta be the calm one.
Right. And maybe even, like, a little something to calm her down.
Yes,
like,
maybe.
I think a couple people were on something at this dinner.
It was a very up
I think
and down.
She's cut her alcohol intake down.
On camera, for sure.
After watching herself,
100%
maybe?
Cut it down, yep.
The martini train has not happened at all this season, right?
Nope.
So I think she made a promise to herself not to have martinis on camera, because then she's all of a sudden had three, and it's...
She's watched a few episodes.
Yeah, all the slurring, the erratic behavior,
She is a great host, and while I was watching, I wish that I would have been there to eat all that delicious food, because that food looked
amazing. The
chicken,
even after Carol's response with the chicken, after she decided to share that information.
I wouldn't care.
Bethany's response. Like, what about the vegetables?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Vegetables
Bethany
have
was like, how dare you? What are you doing where I'm eating?
Yeah, that was gross, actually. Bethany tells Luann, you know, you should go with your heart and your gut. It's, you know... She's basically saying that her life is in shambles right now, and she just feels really bad. She wants to make sure that Luann is doing the right thing. And Luann's like basically saying she's an optimist. She's like, I'm an optimist. So I want to know, do you guys think she's an optimist? Because for me, is optimism when you're blinding yourself from reality and choosing to see happiness? Is it just an illusion of happiness, or is optimism genuinely feeling happy and seeing the moments where you're not happy?
So I did this with an ex-boyfriend. It's this blind optimism where you're like, no, he's going to be better. It's going to be better. But I was still completely honest with my girlfriends, telling him, like, look, this is what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's very obviously cheating on me. But he says he loves me. And he says he wants to spend his lifetime with me. He wants to, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you believe it, but there's no way Luann can admit that. So she's just got to go with it. That's what I think the problem is right now, is Luann knows the girls are right. Deep down, she knows they're right.
Mm-hmm.
How long have they been married now? It's 6 months, right?
Since January.
Yeah, so... It's going to be very interesting when we do the after show for the next season to see where this all goes down, because these women could be wrong, you know? I mean, there's a huge possibility at the very end that they stay together for a year and...
Or they could both be open, and this is why it's not bothering her, because they're open and their conversations, like, it doesn't matter. He can go out and kiss a girl. He's coming home to me at the end of the night.
Right.
Why choose to be on a TV show where your life is exposed then, when you have the money, because clearly Tom has a lot of money?
So if Luann was hands, then she won't.
I think, some people it's like a moth to a flame with the fame thing.
Even if it's showing the most negative situation.
I think she's not. Like, I think she's that in denial.
Do you think she watched tonight, for instance, and thought to herself, everybody's crazy and I'm normal? Like, I can't possibly imagine her thinking that, like, you can't. You
she
have to.
Knows.
She knows.
She knows.
Right?
She
yeah.
knows. But it's again the it's the lifestyle. And it's mm-hmm. what she wants, mm-hmm. and she seems to be happy. So.
So let's see. She says so. Bethany tells her she thinks she's making a big mistake, but at this point, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. So Bethany cries, and Luann just doesn't show her emotions. So then the okay. So as we're seeing them, we're hearing Carol talk about what's really going on in Bethany's life and how some of the things Jason is doing. And one of the things that's very shocking is Jason says to Bethany, allegedly he calls her and calls her by her mother's name. We, if you've watched The Housewives for a while, you'll know that, like, her relationship with her mother was terrible. So what do you guys think about this? Like, do you think that Jason's just trying to play mind games with her if he is doing this to
absolutely.
Kind of just mm-hmm. hurt her soul, make her feel less than, make her feel like she's just her mother all over again?
It's interesting that I feel like every time we discover something about Jason, it comes from Carol. Like, I don't know.
Because Bethany can't say it. I don't think legally she can say it.
Okay. No, and I think she's confiding only in Carol because she says she never yeah. really talks to anyone, but I think she confides.
Carol is the one spilling enough. All the information, but I think it's enough to where Bethany is okay with it because right. when she plays it back, she's like, okay, thank God, like, mm-hmm. people know and it's not coming
understand.
From me. But for me, I think that's very, I think that's horrible. I feel like that's really sad that somebody has to do that regardless of yeah. anything. I just can't imagine living my life that way.
I think, everything Carol mentioned tonight, minus the calling her her mother's name, I had read about in the tabloids. So somebody leaked that to the tabloids as well. I don't know, maybe like a production member did after like, you know, after they filmed that night. I don't know. But everything exclusive of calling her Bernadette, I had read about before. And I'm wondering if in Jason's mind, it's nothing but payback for how he thought he was treated. Like, I remember watching on camera and it was kind of like, Bethany was trying to control him and tell him what mm-hmm. to do while they were married. So I don't know if in his mind he's like, I'm just getting back at her for how badly I was treated. I don't know what his motives are. She claims, or did previously, and it might be before like a judge told her to clamp it down, because I know they both got in trouble in
gag
court.
Order,
yeah, they both got in trouble in court for the way they were talking about each other in the press. But she... Oh, I lost my train of thought. It's just with so many years of so many mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
And she was saying such bad things about him. So it's probably just, they're going at each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you guys have, like, if somebody, do you have, like, a thing that bothers you? Somebody calls you it, whether it's.
Right.
Like, for
he
me.
He knows her weaknesses.
Somebody calls yeah. me crazy. That is
set you
trigger.
That's my trigger. That's yeah. my trigger word, because I'm not crazy. When you cheat on me and you call me crazy, I'm not crazy. I'm actually smart. You just, I know what you're like. That's
like
a bad. That's
games.
A really bad example, because it sounds
no,
like
I,
I'm
I
like going
saying.
Back to somebody who's cheating on me. That is stupid and that is crazy. But you know, like
yeah,
how,
totally.
Bernadette to her is her trigger word.
Right.
Everyone has their like
a trigger,
trigger
word, yeah.
word that really gets you angry.
Mm-hmm. I
yeah,
wonder when
absolutely.
Enough is enough, though. It has to stop at some point. I hope. In time, mm-hmm. whatever it is, even though Bethany says that it's always going to be there and it's going to be terrible, hopefully the pain subsides over time.
Well, I mean, Dennis and Bethany aren't together anymore, and I wonder if this had something to do with it and if he's going to get in the way of all of her relationships, because that's
right.
scary. Because he seemed like a great guy, this Dennis guy. We'd see them on Snapchat a lot, like the kids. Maybe we didn't see him on Snapchat. I saw somewhere... I mix news with social media now, but the kids really like Bethany. I think Dennis's kids liked Bethany a
yeah.
lot, and the whole family seemed really close, and they always seemed really happy. So I was so shocked when I saw they broke up. Do you guys know? Did they come out for a reason why?
With
a
no,
reason
they didn't
why?
It's just become
it's gotta
very
be because
private.
Of Jason. I mean, he was like following them at the school or whatever, showing
right.
up at the school.
He got arrested
yeah.
for stalking or
mm-hmm.
something.
I think they were both there that day. I think Dennis and Bethany
yeah.
were there one day, right?
And he showed up and screamed at them. And
right.
That's
I mean,
horrible.
Yeah.
It seems like he's gone a little off the deep end. Oh, I know
yeah.
what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Bethany had said about him in the press that she's like, you know, sometimes people just get used to the shiny things and then they get taken away and they want them. So she was trying to say that Jason kind of fell in love with having money and a little bit of fame. And then when they got divorced, he was so jealous that that's why this behavior is happening. Mm. But, I mean, who's to say?
To get
I don't
you
really
that
know.
Angry, though? I mean, there's just so much that you just will not, will never
I'm
know.
I'm sure he got a sick settlement from their
oh,
breakup.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Of course. I kind of don't buy it.
All right. So let's go back. Let's go to some other crazy antics. Ramona. Okay. What is happening with Ramona? I don't understand. She is literally, like, before our eyes, we're just seeing her unravel. And everybody's getting calmer. You know those people that get calmer as somebody's going crazy?
Yeah.
Everybody else is calm. Bethany's talking slow, which never happens. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just like watching this happen and this unravel. And Ramona's just, what do they call it? She's a schmaltzy tonight.
So schmaltzy tonight.
Schmaltzy. She goes over to
Google
Bethany.
That.
Please do. She goes over to, actually, it's from a movie that Steve Martin says it in, Father of the Bride 1 or 2. He's
what
is this, the Schmaltz family? So, yeah. It's when they're crying and they're selling the house. Anyway, back to this. So, Ramona goes over to, after she's just so thankful and saying all these compliments. What does it mean?
Excessively sentimental.
Yeah. Talking about the chicken over and over again and Dorinda. She walks over to Bethany.
The chocolate Santa.
And then, oh my God, so much. And she walks over to Bethany and kind of just like,
she perches like on the chair almost. Yeah.
Like,
and just kind of like,
it's the liquid,
I'm Bethany. Bethany's
it's the
like
liquid
this.
Courage.
It but was Bethany totally knows. Like Bethany said recently on an interview, it was something on Bravo that aired. It was like, where are they now or something like that. And she said something about how during like the first season, I think it was during the tennis match between Jill and Ramona, Bethany's boyfriend at the time turned to her and said, like, you can't be on the show. This is crazy. And she was like, this is why I should be on the show.
Right.
Yeah. It's like those are the moments that I think Bethany's just like, thank you, because she can do these cool reactions to like these funny reactions, because this is like unbelievable. Like Ramona doing
this
wreck. After Ramona's watched herself this many years, you would think she'd be so on guard not to do anything crazy, but she's still her old self and like
she
causing
is.
All the entertainment she for was, better or worse.
I think she must have drank a whole bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Well, she's drinking red tonight.
I hate her this episode.
You didn't hate her?
No.
She was too funny to hate.
She was too like just out of control, like drunk and just like toasts to her, everything about her.
I think what happened was she was mentally preparing to have the conversation. I mean, imagine being there from when you arrive. You haven't talked to the person that you have issues with. You're playing it off. And then finally you're on your last night. Yeah. I think she just drank a little too much and went off the deep end. But in a way, sometimes when you're nervous to do something, you take a shot, you do whatever
to liquid do. Courage.
Liquid courage. She took like a few too much, but in a way, it kind of worked out for her, because instead of it being something that I think she thought was going to be way worse, it was like, I don't know. I think it worked out in her favor in that moment. Whatever it is, the plan worked. I mean, with Bethany, it could have been, I don't know.
I feel like she made it worse, because I think with Bethany and Ramona, Bethany has to come to Ramona and be ready to forgive. Like, you can't go to her with the apology. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just like with Sonia. Yeah. She kind of took her time with Sonia, right? Didn't at the end.
Like, she apologized
was ready.
To Sonia. She was,
right, she was
I
ready.
I thought it was a great approach.
Well, Sonia,
best part was everyone telling her, no, that didn't work.
Nope, it didn't work.
Dorinda's like,
that was
nope.
Awesome.
I think she's still very upset with you.
It was just
Sonia
funny to
with
watch.
The violin was awesome.
Yes.
It was everything. Sonia was mocking Ramona talking. And it's funny because when Sonia says that Ramona's crazier than ever, you know she's crazier than ever. You know for Sonia to say that. And then, she's like, that didn't work. And Ramona's like, what? I don't understand. Bethany says the creepiest apology award goes to Ramona. And then we have the last scene, which is Bethany and Ramona, and we're going to get part two next week. This was awesome.
This is where it gets ugly, though.
This is where it gets,
This is the ugly part. I think during the dinner, it was funny in a way, because all the women kind of, like, were looking at each other. It was one of those awkward housewife moments where it's like, what is she doing? What is she doing? But then it gets ugly here, and I think that's the next phase of when you're really drunk.
Yeah, well, Andy said to Bethany's face, he said, I think that the conversation between the two of you on the purple couch that, like, people are going to, like, emulate and perform for years.
Oh, my God.
And here I don't know if he said drag queens or, like,
I think he did
people,
say drag queens.
And drag queens,
Yes.
So I think it's going to be one of those great epic, like, you always remember what they said to each other fights.
Oh, we need one of those. We need a new
one. We do.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, last year was good, though, with Bethany and Luann.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember
that.
What
she apologized for.
Yes.
I mean, you can't. So I think Bethany and Ramona will get through this. I mean, if Bethany and Luann can get through that, except the only difference is Luann gets over things quickly because she doesn't want to face them. So in this case, will Bethany and Ramona get over things because they're both they're not. There's no Luann in this situation. Ramona might not forget things, and for whatever reason.
I always think Ramona's going to want to be Bethany's friend. Okay. Yes. I always think, yes, no matter what, I think
she wants to be in her good graces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She wants to be in her good graces. I think Bethany's still on the up and up with everything that she's going through, and she doesn't want to lose that friend that's in New York City that's doing humongous things. I mean, Ramona's doing her thing with her Pinot line, but Bethany is just like on fire. I mean, I wouldn't want to lose a friend like that.
So. Yeah.
But when Bethany said, you know, Ramona hasn't been a good friend, and Ramona paused for a second, then she repeated, "Are you kidding me?" multiple times.
Five times.
I kind of agree with Ramona.
I think so too.
And I'm not saying that Ramona hasn't done the crazy, because she has. And when I see Ramona go to the dark place in the next episode, I'm like, "Yep, oh, there we go. There she is. There's she the one that I dislike."
Tonight. She had you for tonight.
She had me for tonight. Because last year when Bethany was sick with everything that was going on with her body and stuff, Ramona was there,
hanging out at the apartment,
stopping by, checking in on her. And that was huge and such a good friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and wasn't she, and didn't Bethany say nice things about Ramona always checking in on her while in the early stages of the divorce, too?
So she has been a good friend. Does Ramona do dumb, stupid, horrible things at times? Yes. But is she a bad friend?
I don't think so.
She should have chose those words.
Right. It wasn't the correct opening statement to settle the problems they're having.
Mm-hmm.
But Ramona was in the wrong about this particular...
How she leads in.
The argument that they had from the beginning of the season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ramona's in the wrong with that, for sure.
Yeah. I'm really excited for next week, because we're going to see Jill, first of all. That is making me so happy.
Jill Zarin is back.
All right, let's get into predictions, because we've done it. Yeah.
Hello? 24
Anybody
or
40. There?
What did we
Anybody
say?
There? Hey!
Bethany said 48
Hey,
carats.
Booth!
Wait, I'm here. You said we don't have to do predictions because we already did it, is what you said? What?
Oh, no. I said let's do predictions because we already did this.
Oh, God. I thought you said you already did this.
TV predictions.
Wait, that's all? No lights?
We got the quickie one.
All right, whatever. Okay. I'm just excited. I have to just say, Jill Zarin coming back makes me so happy. I don't know if we're going to get Bethany and Jill in the same room. Are we? We see Dorinda and Luann.
We don't, because I heard from before this season even aired that they're not in the same room.
Okay, that stinks.
Well,
sorry.
Today I watched clips of Jill and Bethany. It was just a random day. On YouTube. And I watched the Kelly Ben Simone and Bethany like meeting at the bar and all that.
So I had a flashback.
I had a flashback today. I'm excited to see Jill back. I think viewers are like, as much as I'm excited just to see her back. And I'm actually really excited to see Tinsley and Carol and that whole like living situation, because I think that it's time for Tinsley to get out of there.
Same.
So it's going to be interesting. I'm excited for that.
Well, like I said, Ramona had me this episode, and she loses me next episode when I realize that I think she's just very, very jealous of Bethany, because she said, because Ramona says, "I made my money."
Yes.
"I made my money." She worked. And I'm not saying that Bethany didn't work, but she said, you didn't make your money till you effed something or whatever it was.
What was that?
However she said that.
No, actually, no.
I don't know what that is, but to me that sounds like jealousy. That's bad. That's a bad, just throw down, gloves are off, and then I'm back on Bethany's side all over again.
Ramona didn't learn her lesson, because earlier in the night she said, "You can't talk about her business and you can't talk about her daughter negatively."
Yeah. That's when you're not getting through to somebody, and then you get really ugly. And
you pull the ugly card.
Yep.
It's nasty.
She wanted to get through. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but we all have to say, we saw Bethany slave away working so hard every single time that we'd watch the show the first season. Till today, she still works her butt off. So I'm sorry. If you're going to say someone effed someone, I know Ramona had her money before she got married, but just because you did doesn't mean that even if Bethany didn't, you should not go and judge her for that. She made something of herself. She did incredible. She's the most successful housewife from any franchise ever. Mm-hmm. No one will ever take that away from her. Mm-hmm. And she will continue to grow and be more successful. And honestly, it's like, Ramona, what are you doing right now? Like, if you're going to go and like Bethany of all people, to say that, to bring things back from the past because you know there's nothing right now, she's doing so incredible, that just gets under my skin. I don't like that at all. Okay.
Yeah, look at you taking something negative about Ramona. That's very rare.
Well, I mean, I usually don't, because I think she's funny. And I'm like, at the end of the day, like, she's entertaining. For entertainment value, she's great. But that's, I don't like it, because we all work really hard. I see all these girls here, and I see how hard we work. So when I see something like that, I just think to myself, years later, I don't want someone to come and do that to one of my girls. You know, like, to any of us. To all 300 of us. So, yeah, gets under my skin. Anyway. Any other predictions? Anything else?
I think we're all going to think Tom is the worst person after hearing his hall pass comment next week.
And guys, pause when you see Luann's face, because when he says the hall pass comment, you see everything in that split second, what she really feels.
What she, in her eyes. Yep.
In her eyes. You read it.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining, for watching live. You know, please subscribe, comment, rate us on iTunes and on YouTube. Let us know what you thought about tonight's episode. And I'm Ashley Daniels. Who am I? Where are you at to my right?
Serlina, follow me.
I'm Ashley Daniels on Twitter. I'm sorry. And who are you? And what's up with you?
Hey, I'm Thomas Serlina. Follow me everywhere on social media at Thomas Serlina.
Great. Guys, find me by my name, Lindsay Wegner, LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. I'm finally catching up on what happened in New York, so if you guys want to read all about that, check it out.
I do.
And it's Megan Stecker. Go look up Lindsay's a la trip to New York.
Ashley got mentioned in the last part because she told us to go to Levain Bakery.
I'm famous.
Yeah. And let me know what you think of my new haircut.
I love your haircut.
Beautiful.
Amazing. Gorgeous.
Not you,
gorgeous.
Them.
Okay, fine. But you look gorgeous.
On Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecker.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.